Frightened by your power bill? A report to be released by the CSIRO today finds ocean power generated by waves, currents and tides could supply a city the size of Melbourne by 2050. Here's environment reporter Connor Duffy.
In homes across the country, power bills are under scrutiny like never before as prices continue to rise. The CSIRO's also been running the ruler over a range of future energy options, including ocean power, which is generated from waves, tides and currents. Alex Woners, the director of a CSIRO program looking at energy transformation, says waves could be a big part of the future.
We found it could provide up to 10% of Australia's future energy need by 2050. That's roughly the equivalent of a city of the size of Melbourne.
But that's likely to be a long way off. Alex Woners says getting ocean energy off the seafloor and into homes is fraught with environmental as well as technical and commercial barriers.
The technical challenges are really around making sure these devices last in the quite hostile ocean environment for maybe one or two decades. The commercial challenge is about reducing the cost of these devices.
Carnegie is a Perth-based company that is working on technology to harness the power of waves. It recently signed a deal with Defence to supply power to Australia's largest naval base at Garden Island near Perth. The company's chief operating officer, Greg Allen, says the company has invested more than $60 million, with another $16 million coming from state and federal governments.
The government support the development of emerging renewables as wave energy is, it requires a support. The overall cost of the project is more than what the revenue that we'll get from the sale of powers will recover.
While it may be more expensive for some time to come, Greg Allen says Australia risks falling behind without the investment.
It's not just the Australian government's doing this. Other governments around the world are funding the emerging renewable technologies and in particular wave.
Greg Allen from Carnegie speaking with Connor Duffy.